When God gets ready to do something major, He often loves to begin in small and unseen ways. Think with me today of a few examples from the Word of God. He used a little boy's lunch to work a great big miracle. He used a couple of coins given by a little widow. When He was ready to deliver His people from Israel or from Egypt in slavery, He used not a mighty army, but just an 80-year-old man who had been keeping sheep on the backside of a desert. Moses even stuttered when he tried to talk, but that's who God used. And when God was ready to redeem the world, He came to the earth in the form of a man. Not as a king in a palace, but as a little baby in a manger, the Savior of the whole earth. It's the power of small things. And today, as God has decided to do something great in Springfield, to do something wonderful and powerful through Harvest Ministries, we're putting the mission in motion, and He has called you, and He has called I. It's the power of small things. Small things which can become great and mighty when used in the hand of the Lord. We see the power of small things in small numbers. It was in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6, that Jonathan, the son of King Saul, he said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And because of their faith, because of their willingness to step out on that faith, God gave them a great victory over the enemy that day. Because it truly makes little difference to God whether He saves by few or by many. When we get to comparing ourselves to others, perhaps to other churches in Springfield, and when we pass by churches that perhaps have much larger campuses, churches with more resources, more people, more staff, and on, it's tempting to feel like, well, we can't make it. We can't accomplish everything that we're supposed to do because we get the feeling that we're limited by size. But that isn't so with the Lord. Amen. I tell you, there is power in small things, even in small numbers, because the Lord is where we place our trust. He is the one who is able. Nothing is impossible unto Him. Hallelujah. When we consider this capital campaign along with the numbers of people that we have even here today, it might seem like we're up against a mighty big task, and we are. We are. But we're not in this alone. Let me remind you, we are not in this alone. We are not fighting this battle by ourselves. The victory isn't just dependent on our numbers, on our strength, upon our resources. But the victory, it depends on our willingness to surrender whatever we have unto God so that He can take it and He can multiply it and He can use it to grow His kingdom. Amen. We need to make a decision today to let Him take our lives to do something big for His work in this city and around the world. It makes no difference unto God whether to save by many or a few. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns all the gold and He owns all the silver. Hey, but it takes somebody realizing, I may just have a small amount, but I'm going to take what I have. I'm going to take with what God has blessed me with and give it to the Lord. It's the power of small things. Hallelujah. We see the power of small things also in small people. What do we mean by small people? We're not talking about physical size here today. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 through 29, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. Paul was saying, hey folks, look around. Look around. There's not many wise men after the flesh. There's not many mighty. There's not many noble who are called. In other words, there's not a lot of celebrities, so to speak. There's not a lot of the mighty, the rich, the exceptionally gifted of the world. But that doesn't matter because God chose the small things, the weak things of the world to confound the wise, to confound the mighty. I tell you, when God uses the weak things, it confounds the mighty. It confuses the world. And why does God do it that way? God does it that way so that no flesh can glory in his presence, that no woman, that no man can look at what we've done and say, look what we've accomplished. Look at what we've done. Because I tell you, we're just small people. But when God gets to moving, and when God gets to working, and when we give our lives to him, and when he uses people that may be small in our own eyes, but God can do mighty works because he receives the glory. I fully believe today that God is going to use men and women, young people and children here at Harvest to do something truly extraordinary in this capital campaign. I believe God is going to move mountains. I believe that God is going to save the lost. I believe that God is going to reach this city. And I say to you today that what I believe God is going to do is to be so wonderful and so great and so mighty that everyone's going to know it wasn't us. It wasn't us. It wasn't our strength. It wasn't our status. It wasn't our ability, because we're just small people. We're just small individuals. But we were willing to let God use us and move through us. And he came through in a mighty big way. I just wonder, would there be someone you'd just be willing to say, Lord, I humble myself. I want to be a small person. I want to be small in the eyes of others. I want to be small in the eyes of the world. But Lord, if I humble myself in the sight of God and I realize that I can't make it without you, and I offer everything that I have to you and realize it's not much, Lord, but I ask you to take what I offer and to accomplish something great, something that you would receive the glory for. Come on, would there be somebody you pray right now, Lord, help me to be used by you. I may not have much to offer, Lord, but I give you everything. I give you my life. I give you my future. I give you my past, Lord. I give you everything, and I pray that you would take it, and I pray that you'd multiply it for your kingdom today. We're just a vessel that he moves through to bring it to pass, the power of small things. The third way that we see the power of small things is through small things. Gifts. No one illustrates this better than the boy who gave his lunch to Jesus and ended up feeding 5,000 men plus their families. Or the widow who dropped her 2 coins into the offering and went on her way. Neither had any way of knowing what this meant to the Lord, or even that we would be talking about them 2,000 years later. But those gifts made a difference. And God used them to teach us all about the power of small things. We mentioned several times today, one of the themes of this capital campaign has been not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. I understand that we may all have different backgrounds in life, and some may be able to give more than others when it comes to financial amounts. But some who are not able to give as much financially, they may have a gift for fundraising and for other ways to raise funds for the campaign. But I don't want us sitting here comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. We're all together in this. We're all together in this. The goal of this campaign is 100% participation. The goal of this campaign is 100% participation. Amen. We're all together in this, and we've got to get our eyes not upon each other and what each one can do and this one and that one. No, it's not equal giving, but it's equal sacrifice. And when we determine that we're going to give our best, that's when the Lord can take it and he can multiply it and he can use our best, however small or however large it might be, but he uses it for something great. Don't you despise the power of small things when they're offered to the hand of the Lord. Finally, today, we see the power of small things in seemingly small moments. Maybe it didn't seem like it was a big deal at the time, but a decision was made in a small moment. Maybe someone made the decision to step out in the aisle and come to the altar at the closing of a church service. And that small decision made a big impact in eternity. Because in that service, perhaps God filled them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Or maybe it was a seemingly small commitment made to the Lord, and now God has blessed someone richly because of that. Maybe it was just a moment, but you invited a neighbor to church, or maybe you spoke a word of encouragement to someone who was hurting. However small the moment might have seemed to us, God can take a willing heart and he can do mighty works in just a small moment. Today, I want to challenge us not to brush past those moments of destiny. It may be a fleeting moment of time, but it can have eternal effects. Perhaps it will be during one of the video lessons of the Blessed Life that we've been sharing with our church on living financially blessed. And perhaps God is going to speak to someone in that moment of time about a commitment to make to him, and that it will forever alter the financial course of your family. Or maybe it's the service like today. That a family acts out the example of this family meeting. And you get together to discuss the campaign and how you can participate. And maybe another family here takes that example home and has their family meeting, and those children learn about the joys of giving, and God begins to pour out great blessings from that day forward. Don't brush past these moments of destiny. Perhaps they seem small, yet they are packed with eternal potential. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 32, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." We have a picture here. That mustard seed is so very, very small. So very small in comparison to your finger, comparison to your hand. Jesus said it's indeed the least of all seeds, but when it's grown, it's the greatest of herbs and becomes a great tree. Don't underestimate the power of small things. It was in Matthew 17 and 20 that Jesus told them, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." I wonder if there's some mustard seed faith in the house today. Maybe it seems like it's just a little bit of faith, but a little bit of faith with God goes a long way. Amen. Realizing today it's impossible unto us to do this on our own, but with God nothing is impossible. Praise the Lord. Can I be honest with us here today? $500,000 extra on our own, that's impossible. That's not an easy task. That's not an easy number to raise. That's an impossible number to raise
on our own. But I tell you, with God, nothing is impossible. I wish there'd be some mustard seed faith that you'd catch the vision of this campaign and you'd say, God, I may have just a little, but I'm going to do my best and I'm going to believe that you're going to bless it and that you're going to do a great work for your kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my faith doesn't stand in this world. My faith doesn't stand in the wisdom of men, but it stands in the power of God. Come on, God is able to do the impossible. We're believing together for the impossible. We're believing together. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love that little song that it says simply, little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Perhaps somebody needs to make that your theme song today. I may only have a little to offer, but I'm not going to be guilty of not offering it unto the Lord. Little is much when God is in it. One of those verses, it says, in the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Who is it that God is calling? Calling you to the work of harvest, calling you to help the mission in motion, calling you to offer resources and abilities and the blessings that he has given you to offer those things to the kingdom of God. That's why he has blessed you. That's why he has opened those doors. That's why he's made a way so that you can be a vessel in the kingdom of God. Little is much when God is in. And the thing about the kingdom of God today, Luke chapter 16, verse 10 tells us, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If we'll be faithful in a little, then God knows we'll be faithful in the much. I don't know about you, but I want God to know whether it's little or whether it's much, we'll be faithful unto him. Praise the Lord. Zechariah's question, for who hath despised the day of small things? It lays squarely before us here today. Who despises small things? I'll tell you, those who don't trust God. They're the ones who despise small things, because with God, anything can happen. Those who don't put their faith in his word, those who would rather struggle on their own than enjoy the blessings of surrender under God, those are the ones who despise small things. But oh, the power of small things. Think with me today of the power of the atom. Such a small particle. You can't see it with your natural eye. Yet it makes up everything in our world. God knew about it from the very beginning of creation. Man is still finding out the secrets of the atom. Such a small thing, yet within it is such tremendous power. The power of nuclear energy. It's the power of small. Think with me of other small things. The hummingbird. Honeybees. Viruses. Here's one. Bed bugs. Or what about words of encouragement? It was just a small thing, but you remember it years later. Don't underestimate the power of small things. Maybe it was just a hug in passing that someone gave you, but it came at the right moment. Don't underestimate the power of small things. Would you stand with me in closing today? Someone once said, the greatest oak was once a little nut that held its ground.
The greatest oak was once a little nut that just held its ground. I'm not calling anybody nuts today, but here on the screen we see how small an acorn is. Yet over time, it will grow into a mighty oak. It's the power of small things. And just like in this acorn, there is mighty potential. In each of us, I want to tell you, there's potential. God has placed everything that you need inside of you to be used for the kingdom of God, to do a mighty work for Him. The potential is there. Turn to somebody and tell them, the potential is inside of you. The potential is there. Whether we realize that potential or not is up to us, though. If we'll allow God to use what we have, if we'll give everything to Him so that He can take it and bless it and develop into something great for Him. This next picture, you see a mighty oak tree. If you look real hard, you can see someone standing in front of it there. This tree is over 200 years old, and it stands in Yazoo County, Mississippi. Mighty and great, strong and established. This huge oak tree, it started just as every oak begins, as a little acorn that fell into the ground. It died, and it became the seed for something great. Who is it here today that you wouldn't despise the day of small things? And you'd bring whatever it is that you have to the Lord today, and you'd make your way to this altar and allow God to take what you have and multiply it for His kingdom. I wonder, would you come today? I wonder if we could all come. They have a special song, and I believe that God is going to speak to our hearts today, but don't you despise the day of small things. Don't despise this moment of destiny, this moment of faith. Don't despise what you have to offer the Lord, but give it to Him and let Him bless it, and let Him use it for His kingdom.